Friends, welcome back. Our subject, production and operations management. We move on to the very interesting next chapter, and that is chapter number 14 about work study, method study, work measurement. Very interesting, very important chapter. Industry has been striving hard to discover new methods, new techniques. Every day new methods are coming, new techniques are coming, which could help produce goods of required quality at reasonable costs. Costs have to continuously go down, quality has to continuously improve, worker satisfaction has to continuously improve. So we have to find new methods, new techniques, and make it more and more economical, more and more effective, more and more efficient. This is what we have to do. Industry has been striving continuously. Methods engineering or industrial engineering, you may have heard that word. Work study. Work study has various things like work simplification, job design, value analysis, we are talking all these things. Time study, that means work measurement. Method study, that means study of various methods. It is necessary that employees work harder. For example, worker comes and he spends 8 hours on the machine. He must do more and more hard work. He should be more productive. That means every second of his existence must be converted into production. He should be more productive so that production cost can be kept low. More he is productive, production costs are lower. And thereby we meet global competition. Work study is defined as that body of knowledge concerned with the analysis of the work. Analysis of the work method and equipment used, design of optimum work methods and their standardization. Work study is also understood as a systematic, objective and critical examination of the factors affecting productivity for the purpose of improvement. So what is the objective of work study? Objective of the work study is to analyze the present method of doing a job. For example, there is a present method of internal grinding. We go and analyze the job systematically in order to develop a new and better method. Can I do the same job by a new and better method? More productive method, more efficient method is the question. Objective of the work study is to measure the work content of a job by measuring the time required to do the job for a qualified worker. Qualified means worker who is trained. So for that qualified worker, if it is taking 43 minutes for doing 100 jobs, how can I reduce it to 35? So that I can make more production. So, objective of the work study is to measure the work content of a job by measuring the time required to do the job for a qualified worker and to establish standard time. For example, I do some improvement in method and then I reduce the standard time, let us say from 43 minutes for 100 jobs to 35 minutes for 100 jobs, so that I am more productive, I am more economical. Objective of work study is to increase productivity by ensuring best possible use of human, machine and material resources, material also, and to achieve best quality product at minimum possible cost. Objective of work study is to improve operational efficiency. What are the benefits of work study? Increase productivity, operational efficiency, reduce manufacturing cost, improve workplace layout. Layout can be improved so that the machines can be kept at economical distance. There is no constraint, there is no bottleneck like that, and we can balance the line better. Better manpower and capacity planning, fair wages to employees. For example, if they are able to make better efficiency, I give them more incentive. So better fair wages to employees, better working conditions, improved workflow, better balancing of line, then reduced material handling costs, provides a standard of performance. For example, if the grinding machine produces 1250 parts, on all the grinding machines of similar nature, we can make the same production. Standardization. Better employee morale, because he is able to make a good work, earn more, it is easy for him, the workplace is designed like that. Then better labor relations, because people are able to earn more, they are able to get better satisfaction, so better labor relations are there. Then it is a basis for sound incentive scheme. For example, we say, okay, your standard time is 43 minutes, you are supposed to make 1250 pieces in 8 hours work, that we will get 100% efficiency. That means your normal salary you will get if you make 1250. But if you make 1400, you will get some incentive. That means you will get some more earned hours. So it is a basis of a very sound incentive scheme. Then better job satisfaction to employees. So look at this slide. Method study and work measurement. Method study and work measurement together make work study. So what is method study? Select the job to be studied. Record the present method using operation process charts, flow process charts, motion charts, film analysis charts. Record the present method. Make the recording of the present method, how the worker is doing it. Then examine the facts critically. Which is the movement which is adding value? Which is the movement not adding value? Which is the process step adding value? Examine the facts critically. Develop the best method. Best means reduce all the non-value adding activities. Make it faster. Make it more quality. Make it better. Develop best method. Define best method by writing down the complete detailed process steps. Then we move to the work measurement. Select the work to be measured. Record effective and ineffective time. Examine the eliminate ineffective time. Keep more and more effective time. Reduce ineffective time. Then the new method which is defined, break down into job elements, small job elements. Break that job into small elements. Then measure the quantity of work by time study. That means go to the workplace, have actual stopwatch in your hand and study each and every moment. Then synthesis method. I will explain to you what is synthesis method. Analytical estimating method. That also I will explain to you. Then estimate normal time. For that normal time, add to that allowances, that is personal allowance, contingent allowance and all that, and then say it is the standard time. What is standard time? For 100% efficiency, this is the time which is required, and if you make production as per this standard time, you will get your normal 100% efficiency, and if you make more than that, you will get incentive. So that is the standard time. So work study is combination of method study and work measurement. The questioning attitudes of method study. when we study the method, we ask what is done, what is the purpose of operation, why should it be done, what should happen if they are not done, is every part of the operation necessary? This is the first question. Then, who does the work? Why does this person do it? Who could do it better? Can changes be made to permit a person with less skill and training to do this job? Is it that such a high skill worker is required for that job? Ask this. Where is the work done? Why it is done there? Could it be done somewhere else to do it more economically? Then, when is the work done? Why should it be done there? Would it be done to do it some other time? Why it should be done in the night shift? Why not in the day shift? How is the work done? Why it is done this way? So many questions are asked. Then ineffective time is found. Recording techniques, operation, transportation is done by this way, inspection, delay, storage, and combined. Process charts using method study, outline process chart, operation process chart, flow process chart, 200 process chart, multiple activity chart, man-machine chart, flow diagram, string diagram, CMO chart. For example, look at this. This is flow process chart. How the work flows? Like this, in zigzag manner. We study this method by flow process chart and then find out why we are doing this kind of a zigzag operation. Is it not possible to do in a straight line? We have this CMO chart, simultaneous operation chart. We study our method by putting the things into this CMO chart. Then 200 process chart. What is the left hand doing? At the same time, what is right hand doing? For example, left hand is doing picking screwdriver from rack, bring screwdriver to the screw, is tightening the screw. What is right hand is doing? Insert screw in hole, hold screw in hole. So then I find out, can the left hand and right hand do some more things so that the ineffective time can be reduced? Then multiple activity chart, what is right hand doing, what is left hand doing, and then can I rationalize this operation? Operation process chart, I write down the process and then what are the ineffective times, I try to eliminate this. This is the method study. Outline process chart, what are the various operations? String diagram, how the job moves from place to place. Motion study, I discussed about method study. Now I am going to the motion study. Motion study is science of eliminating wastefulness resulting from using unnecessary, ill-directed and inefficient motion. While we do any job, we are doing so many wasteful motions. Wastefulness resulting from using unnecessary, ill-directed and inefficient motion. So this is the motion study. The usual procedure of performing micro motion study is to take motion picture, video of the operations, analyze the film, look at the film, and to prepare a CMO chart, simultaneous motion chart. In analyzing the film, every small time values, about 1 upon 2000 of a minute, are obtained by reading a microchronometer. The examples of thurbligs. What is thurblig or micro motions? Search. For example, he is doing the work. How much time he is wasting in searching the things? How much time for selecting the things? How much time for grasping the things which are lying in that mess? Then transport empty, transport loaded. Like that, small, small motions are called as thurbligs. Hold, how much time he is holding. Release load, RL. Position, preposition, inspect, assemble, disassemble, use, avoidable delay, plan, rest for overcoming fatigue, find, motion economy and work efficiency. Most workers do not enjoy making unnecessary or wasted motions. Yes, people also don't like doing unnecessary motions because they get tired. So if we are able to reduce the wasteful motions, people are also happy. Motion study helps to reduce fatigue. Worker has to work for 8 hours, sometimes 9 hours in a day. So his fatigue has to be reduced by better job design, better workplace design, and better method study. Motion study helps to reduce fatigue and wasteful motions. The principles of motion economy are efficient use of operator, that means his wasteful motions are reduced. Arrangement of the workplace so that the wasteful motions are less, and ergonomically designed workplace. Tools and equipment are kept at hands distance, very easy to retrieve. Then, next question is MEMO motion study, that is definitely a special form of micro motion study in which motion pictures are taken at slow speeds. You may have seen in the films slow motion, or on the cricket field also you see the slow motion, in which motion pictures are taken at slow speed, 60 frames per minute and 100 frames per minute are common. Then after method study, after motion study, I move on to the work measurement. It establishes work content of a job. It is defined as application of techniques designed to establish work content of a specified task by determining the time required for carrying out the task at a defined standard of performance by a qualified worker. The standard time is the time taken by the qualified worker. A qualified worker, who is the qualified worker? He is the one who is accepted as having the necessary physical attributes, possessing the required intelligence, possessing the required education, having acquired skill because of his long work, and knowledge to carry out the work in hand to satisfactory standards of safety, quantity, and of course quality. I find out how much the qualified worker is able to do, because my standard is as per the qualified worker. Standard time is the amount of time a qualified worker working at normal rate speed will require to perform the specified task. For example, I was giving the example of a grinding machine where for making 100 parts I need 43 minutes. 43 minutes are required by that qualified worker as minutes per unit or minutes per 100 units. Steps in work measurement. Break the job into small elements. Record the observed time for each element by means of either direct time study. Go to the workplace with the stopwatch. Do the direct time study. Okay? Synthesis. I will explain to you what is synthesis. Or analytical estimating method. Every element, for example, loading, unloading, every element takes some seconds. Record that by means of a stopwatch. Establish elemental time values by extending observed time into normal time by applying a rating factor. For example, I am going to the machine for doing the time study. Worker is now feeling that if he works fast, then he has to make more production for his lifetime. So that fellow makes very slow work. But you know the time study is for qualified worker. So if the worker takes 50 minutes instead of 43 minutes, I apply that rating factor. Assess relaxation allowance for personal needs and physical and mental fatigue. Add the relaxation allowance time to the normal time for each element to arrive at work content. Determine frequency of occurrences of each element in the job. Multiply the work content of each element by its frequency and add up the times 1, 2, 3, 4 like that to arrive at the work content of each job, complete job. Add contingency allowance, if any, to arrive at the standard time to do the job. Select the job to be studied. Select the worker to be studied. Conduct stopwatch time study. That is the time study. Go to the machine and do the stopwatch time study. Various elements in a job. There are some repetitive elements. There are some occasional elements. There are some variable elements, manual elements, machine elements, governing element, occupying longer time than other elements, and foreign elements. For example, breakage of tool. Look at this. Rating assigned in the skill. Level of performance and corresponds to walking speed. Rating of 40, 50, 67. Very slow, clumsy, no interest to do the job. Corresponds to 2 miles per hour. If worker is doing the job in this way, I give him the rating of 40, 50 or 67. Worker is normal, steady and unhurried performance, like 3 miles per hour he is walking, similar to that. I assign him the rating of 60, 75 or 100. If he is businessman like, brisk performance of a qualified worker he is able to give, like walking at 4 miles per hour, I assign him 100% rating. Okay, this is the scale. Where these are 3 scales actually. And suppose the worker, where I am taking the time study, suppose he is very fast. So he is able to do the job faster than the qualified worker. Then I assign the rating which will reduce that time. And then that rating I will put as 125. Relevant allowances. Relaxation allowance. What is relaxation allowance? Personal, fatigue, delay allowance. He has to go to toilet, he has to drink water, he has to do phone calls. So for that I give 10 to 20% of normal time is the relaxation allowance. Contingency allowance, 5% of normal time. What is obtaining special materials from stores, sharpening the tools, consultation with supervisor. He has to spend some time. So I give him 5% of normal time. Process allowance, working on automatic machine during which worker is forced to be idle doing work cycle. Machine is automatic. Machine is run by the cycle time. So worker is idle, not able to do more work because it is governed by the machine. So that is process allowance. Because if worker has to go only by machine efficiency, he is not able to do any efficiency. So I give him process allowance. Then interference allowance, when the worker is working on 2 or 3 machines. When he is doing work on one machine, other machine idles. So like that, I have to give the interference allowance. Then periodical activity allowance, setting up a tool on machine. Synthesis method, technique of work measurement by synthesizing elemental time values obtained from previous time studies on other jobs containing similar job elements or from standard data. Analytical estimating, the time values are determined by using a synthetic data or on the basis of past experience of the experienced work study engineer or estimator. Predetermined motion time PMTS, work measure technique, by which normal times are established for basic human motions and these time values are used to build up time for a job. Work sampling is a measurement technique that random of one or more employees at periodic intervals to determine the proportion of total operation that is accounted for in one particular activity. Here is one example of work sampling. Total number of observations are 2500. In that, number of working observations, that means observations where people were working, were only 2100. Number of units produced are 6000. So proportion of manual labor is 2/3. Proportion of machine time is 1/3. Observed rating factor is 115. Total allowances 12% of normal time. So how this is solved? Actual working time is 100 into 2100 upon 2500. Okay, so 84 hours. Actual working time is 84 hours. Time taken per article is 84 into 60 upon 6000, and that is 0.84 minutes. Observed manual labor time is 2/3. 0.84 into 2/3 is equal to 0.56 minutes. Observed machine time is 0.28 minutes, and normal labor time per unit is 0.644 minutes. Like that, I do the work sampling. Normal labor time per unit was 0.644. Standard labor time was 0.721. Standard time per unit was 1 minute. So, this is the way I find out what is the work content of the job. Thank you.